Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Manic Monday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly set off with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
I got two things I got to take care of right away.
Okay, go ahead.
One is I got to pick up somebody in a second. So we'll tie my caller.
Okay.
We're going to talk about something. But let me first bow down to the New England
Patriots.
Bow
down.
And say,
bow down.
Can
you explain
down
to everybody about your shit talking and what I said?
Okay, I
you explained to everybody about what
and
happened,
what? And
about
Erlacher,
how you became
and
a shit talker, and I didn't say anything to you.
Wait. Erlacher did smack his ass a couple times. So I only smack talks about Erlacher. I didn't talk about the Bears.
No, you didn't. You said
Erlacher.
They should lose. They suck.
Erlacher's no, I didn't
this,
say that.
So
I didn't
don't
say
even
that.
Go there. And then I said, I'm not going to say anything bad to you.
Wait.
I'm going to let my team
now,
do the shit
Brian
talking.
Erlacher
and guess what
was
happened?
Take
my
that
team
did
the shit talking. Uh-huh.
I didn't say nothing
uh-huh.
about the Patriots.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did. Uh-huh.
I never. No, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I recorded my phone call.
I'll
said, play it next week.
I said, you, I don't have to say anything, right? Can you please just observe my words and say yes or no? I said to you, I am not going to resort to what you're doing and shit talk because I'm going to let my team do the shit talking themselves. Did I not say that?
Yeah, but... Yeah, you said
did
that.
Did I say that?
But I never said.
Wait,
I never
did
said,
I say that?
Okay.
And
okay.
did you shit talk? And did you shit talk?
No, I should talk about Erlacher, and he did.
No,
I
you should talk.
Yeah, about Erlacher.
No, you should talk about the Patriots getting the ass.
No,
because
I knew the Patriots was going to win. But
no,
okay,
why are you retracting now? Because you lost?
I'm not retracting. I'm
yeah,
not
you
retracting.
Are. If anybody out there can
the
say
Patriots
he's retracting, done. He's retracting.
I never said. Go look at my post. I haven't said his post time said. So, okay, I give you the point of, yes, I did say about Urlacher gonna trash. I trash talked Brady, and I'll admit it. Brady is on.
Yeah, that's what I said. He trash talked about the Patriots.
At least give me credit for bowing down to the Patriots, and they're the best.
No, because
team
you're not. You're still shit talking. After you should just accept it all around. Yes, I am not worthy. I'm not worthy. I am not worthy. That's what you should be saying right now. And you should be talking about how the Patriots kicked your ass, and then that guy from the Jets that was angry about the Patriots kicking their ass last week tripped the guy from the Dolphins. See, it all comes back to being mad because the Patriots whooped your ass.
That's
beautiful,
Bob,
by the way.
That's
first team to be let into the playoffs.
I got to bring this caller up. I got to bring my caller up because he's gonna. Because he has to
word
go
up,
watch
hey.
A football game.
Word up, hey.
Whatever. But you know what? I want to talk about.
Don't be mad. Why are you so mad? Because I told you was going to happen. I said, they're going to demolish the Patriots. And you said, well, that's shit talking. And I said, no. I said, I told you that what's going to happen this week is going to happen last week. And then instead of going into talking junk about the Patriots and this, that, and the other, and I said, I didn't move off. I didn't get to that point.
Congratulations,
Michelle. What?
Congratulations to your Patriots.
Thank you.
And in case you guys hadn't heard, the streak ends tonight. Brett Favre is in streak clothes.
Oh, thank the Lord. Is it because of the lady?
Shoulder injury that he suffered last week.
Okay, that is bullshit because the lady that had charged him with the whole texting thing said she will not sue the NFL. Right? Unless they suspend Brett Favre. So Brett Favre has had like a foot broken. He's had like his head like smashed in. He's been shot. He's wore Wrangler jeans in the field. Like he's done everything that could possibly be his like, life taken away. And why now after everything? Unless undercover it's going to come out that he's doing this because he's really been suspended.
No.
Yeah, and she's probably a Giants fan.
Right? No, I'm not a Giants fan. I'm just saying, this is what I heard.
This is
what I heard. I heard the lady was doing that.
What you heard is true, but that's not the reason he's not playing. They're not going to keep a suspension quiet. By the way, hello, chat room. I'm not going to log in because I'm just going to be here for a short period of time. I'm leaving to watch my game, and I got a new computer to play around with. So, anyway.
That's so crazy, by the way, Paul, that happened over there at the Metrodome. Like, the footage was just amazing to watch.
It was
and
awesome.
That's why we
now.
Called
Ron
it was
asked,
really awesome, like, not because I would like to see that dome, like, I have nothing, but the footage that they had, like, the fact that it was indoor and the way they did it was pretty fucking gnarly. I was like, wow.
Yeah, kudos to Fox for having their cameras running at 5:30 in the morning. That was amazing.
But can you guys imagine, like, was, like, football going on right now, those people, like, if they were at the bottom, like, right over there, they could have, like, died by, like, snow getting thrown on them like that. That's crazy.
I thought the same thing.
They're not used to playing football in the snow either because they're a little.
Yeah, thank God that it wasn't during a game when there's a lot of people indoors and that type of thing. One of our local weather guys is also a math geek. He figured out that the total weight of snow on the Metrodome was over 1,300 tons, which is the same as 4 747 jets sitting on top of the dome.
Wow.
It last collapsed about 27 years ago under the weight of some snow, but it was like in the spring or something like that. But to have it actually videotaped was really an amazing sight.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they play where the baseball team was at? I mean, could
well,
they
no,
not
the baseball
use that as a...
The new target field is just the baseball. It would have been over at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, but isn't it the whole reason why is because they can't get to it because of the weather conditions?
The reason it was first postponed is because the Giants were diverted to Kansas City because of the weather. People were telling them they should have left on Friday, but they delayed until Saturday, right in the midst of when the storm was at its peak, so they could not fly from get into Minneapolis, so they stayed overnight there. They then said, okay, because of that, we're going to delay it. Then they thought, okay, maybe, and then when the dome collapsed, they thought, okay, we've got a new stadium over at the University of Minnesota. It's an outdoor stadium. We'll play there. The University of Minnesota said, we've shut it down and winterized it. Then the Giants said, we did not bring any of our cleats and cold weather gear with us, so we, you know, can't do that. So that's when they started looking for another place.
Well, that shouldn't matter because they should be prepared either way. I mean,
they're coming to play.
No, I understand that a little bit because they were playing in the dome. You know,
I get that. That I understand. Okay, the fact they're playing in the dome. Yeah, I understand
next
that. Right.
Next week, it looks like they are likely not be able to fix the dome in time, and they're now focusing on getting the University of Minnesota stadium ready for the Bears game next Monday night.
That'll be interesting because you probably have more snow next week.
Anyway.
Well, we'll just get a lot of snow next weekend, but go Patriots! Woo-hoo!
Yes. Go Patriots.
All right, so let me just ask Michelle, would you like to see win tonight? Vikings or Giants?
And Brett Favre is not playing?
Hello?
Did you hear what I just said?
No.
I said Brett Favre is not playing?
Nope, he's in street clothes. He is not playing.
Okay, so who's your quarterback? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tavares Jackson.
I would like to go with the Vikings.
Okay. All right, guys.
I'm picking the Giants.
Are you guys playing in Detroit?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not really a big Giants fan. And I've liked the Vikings since Warren Moon, okay?
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I was a fan of the Vikings because I'm a Warren Moon fan, okay?
Remember
that. Do you give me that, Paul? Thank you. But I hate Brett Favre.
And I remember
and
that, too.
You guys have known that. I've been since Green Bay Packers, so it has nothing to do with the Vikings themselves, but right now that's what it is.
Right. Last week, on the third play of the game, was when Brett Favre was injured. He only played three downs. Tavares Jackson came in and basically played the rest of the game, and we beat the Bills. Certainly, this is a tougher opponent, but he didn't look that bad. So, and he's
I don't know. I'll say that Brett Favre's going to be out for about the amount of a suspension.
My prediction is he is done for the rest of the year, and so at any rate, guys, have a fun show.
Yeah, my prediction is that he's gone forever.
Right.
Oh, please.
Take care, Michelle.
Bye, Paul. Thanks for calling in. I love you.
And thanks, Ron. Take care, bud.
No problem.
Bye, Chatter.
Go watch your football game.
Okay.
I kind of wish I could watch it because Baltimore and Houston's going to play tonight too, and that one just doesn't thrill me.
Everything I heard were they are showing it. Fox is showing it in the Minnesota viewing area in all of New York City, but nowhere else.
Yeah, they're not showing it here.
I would love to watch it, but hey.
Yeah, it sounds like a better game than the Baltimore-Houston game. Baltimore is probably going to, you know, wipe up on Houston.
We'll see what happens.
All right, you're very welcome. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Paul did get a new computer, as the chat room was saying. Okay, so Michelle, our next subject.
Yes.
Amazing Race. What do you think about women?
Yay! The first woman team, and I'm excited. Well, I kind of was going for both of, like, the hosts and the doctors, so I was pretty excited, but I was pretty excited more that they came first and second, because it showed whether or not one didn't make it, the other one's going to win, so go women, yay! I was pretty excited.
I definitely love the doctors, and I picked the doctors to win. And I was glad they won. And they were my favorite team this year.
But I was like, wait a minute. Because I just saw it, honestly, I just saw it literally an hour ago, okay? I finished watching it 10 minutes ago, the end, okay? And I saw Louis on All Stars.
Mm.
And I freaking called him right away, and he did not answer. Because he probably, I don't know why. So I left him a message and I said, I cannot believe that you never said anything to me about being honest. We've talked about this. Unless you sucked and you got out first or something else happened.
Well, he cannot not talk about it. Last night, he could not talk about it.
It doesn't matter. I've been out with him. I've been with him. So...
Yeah, but I've talked to him every Sunday, too, and we talked about the list that is out there. Remember, I think it was during your show.
Why wasn't he part of that list?
I don't know. Maybe the list is wrong. I don't know.
No, it can't
maybe,
be, because we
maybe,
all talked about the list. And remember, I even sent her a message like, that's so fucked up that you weren't on that. Like, you weren't on the list, and he's like, I can't believe myself. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, other than he had no comments.
Why are you laughing?
I mean, he went to Vegas with you, so... I mean, I would have thought he'd been out.
He went to Vegas. He went to Virginia. We did the Children's Wishes, like, Amazing Racing together. We went to the poker tournament. So he went to Vegas with me twice. I've talked to him all the time. Like, I don't understand what is going on right now.
Yeah, I talk to him every Sunday. I mean, maybe that boxing match was not really a boxing match.
He did the boxing match.
He cannot comment.
He didn't go to finale last.
He was on that commercial. I mean,
Yes, he was. I don't care.
Maybe,
what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like,
maybe they were.
I called him up and I was pissed because I was like, "How could you not tell me? Like, I've been with you all the time. I don't understand how you could have gone on this show. Like, because I've been with you. Like, I've been
just
with him.
Louie isn't on TAR All Stars. Just saying. That's what she's saying. She knows the cast. I mean.
No, that was him on it. Twice.
Yeah, I mean, they just showed his old picture. It was the old picture. I mean, and they showed some other people, too, that wasn't on the list, too. So, I don't know. We'll have to watch and find out. But you know what I've decided is my event, it's going to start up on February 20th. And so we're going to probably do a viewing party for the February 20th. To watch
cool.
it, and Louis will be down here, so we can all watch it with him, and we'll see for sure if he shows up or not. Justice saying stock footage, Costa, are you in the chat room? Can you read the chat room?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I'll anything important.
No, shut up, Hooch.
what?
Nothing. She knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So. Hey, if you want to call in and you're not on my list, Jess, so call in. I was just going to say, if you want to call in, unless somebody's hiding. Jess, I think, called the wrong number. Oh, there she is. Jess, okay, go for it.
Okay, so, Michelle, they use stock footage.
I know, but
he
why are they showing, like, him?
Because they're throwing people off.
Yeah, why
off.
Are they showing him?
They want to throw
yeah,
you off.
But, yeah,
no, I know
but
the cast,
the show's
but
called Unfinished. How do you know that spoiler's right? How do you know the spoiler's not right?
Because
he couldn't comment last night.
Well, during the you know the Jeff and Jordan, The Amazing Race, you know that one?
Yeah.
Haley, Shannon, Kat, and myself followed it on a site called RFF. I think it's Reality Fan Forum. And they are the biggest Amazing Race fans you will ever meet in your life. And they will track down, like, they will go to each country. They'll have somebody go there or who lives there and find them. And, like, they'll know at LAX, they'll know, say, Logan or anywhere. They'll find them and spot them, and then they'll list off. They'll take pictures, everything. So when those people were being tracked down, when the cast was being tracked down, pictures were taken, and then it was confirmed because I forget why. Yeah, see, Michelle from the Bronx knows what I'm talking about. Thanks, Joe. And I'm really sick, and I'm called in. What the hell? But yeah, RFF is really, really...
Yeah, but they like, showed, like... They, like, I don't know. Like, it's not like they were like, these people could possibly be on it. They're like, let's show you what's going on the next. And they showed you the teams. Like, they said each team. You know, to like, did you see it?
Yeah. But the point of stock footage, because, yeah, Michelle from the Bronx, they get all the dirt on everyone, meaning they will search people. When doing the Jeff and Jordan season, they got everything right at the end. They got the winner. They got the entire cast. And they got every country right. So
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that RFF is...
Yeah,
right,
but this is not like the internet bringing it up. This is actually the station that's saying what's going on. And
but they have to trick you.
I don't think so. Why would they trick us?
They didn't show the teams. They showed a limited of them. Trying to think of who they're... I'm not going to say it.
But yeah, but they showed them twice. So why would they show them if they're not even going to be on it? That's what I'm saying.
To trick people. Because Twitter was blowing up and they're like, oh, Mike and Lou are going to be back. As soon as he came.
Who's to say they didn't get
actually,
first? They didn't get the first
night
week.
Was blowing up too on it. Actually, there was more people yesterday listening to the show just because... People,
that's what I'm saying. Why can't they be the ones that probably get out the first week? They probably get out the first week.
I'll go look. Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
That's what obviously. That's the only thing I can think of. The only thing I can think of is that they get out the first week. That's it.
Oh, you remember how that one season they started out and not everyone was able to be in the race?
Get on, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could
they
be
had
the,
to be,
that could be the
thing. They had to, if they were the
yeah,
last
I mean,
ones, they weren't allowed to make it to the first leg.
I mean, Lily, go look at his Facebook. He hasn't denied it or confirmed it. I would have thought he would have said, oh, I'm not going to be
yeah,
on
because
it.
I saw the Facebook yesterday, and he's like, I can't comment. That
yeah,
to me
can't.
Sounds
he
like, yeah, he probably did, but he can't wait until the first episode airs. Which will probably be
maybe.
Them getting kicked out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to find out. Tune in every Sunday night at 10 o'clock on the Rad Reality Show, and Louie calls in and find out what's going on. Maybe you guys call in and confront him more often. Don't know.
Okay, just look at the cast list again, and they're not on it.
Well,
right in front
well,
of me.
Anybody that don't want to hear the cast list, turn away. Tell us who the cast list is.
Okay,
I mean,
hold on.
Spoiler alert. I mean, it's just the cast list. I mean, I don't think you guys really. We ain't gonna, don't tell no order. Just do the cast list. Can
I will.
Do the
I'm going to do it right here. Okay, this
okay.
is the order that I have. From season 12, it's Kent and Vixen and Ron and Christina. Season 14 is Amanda and Chris. Jamie and Kara, Keisha and Jen, Margie and Luke. Mark and Michael are possible alternatives, but they haven't been seen. Mike and Mel, Steve and Linda are also alternates. From season 15 is Flight Time and Big Easy, Zev and Justin. From season 16 is Jet and Cord. From season 17, it's Gary and Mallory. Kevin and Michael.
Yes,
are
they
not
even
also
showed
on
Brooke
it.
And they showed Brooke and what's
it's stock footage.
And they also showed the daughter and the father.
Gary and Mallory.
And the Chinese, the father, the internet father.
Michael and Kevin says they were added only after being spotted at LAX. I'm sorry. They were not on the original list, and they have been confused.
So see how there's, like, not everybody on that list?
No, but everybody...
So supposedly there's only one from Louise and Mike's season, which is Jet and Chad.
Yeah,
so that's probably them. Like, they probably just didn't give the whole thing out.
No,
if anybody else wants to call in and chime in, this is a good subject. Call in and chime in on it, 347-237-5506. I almost forgot their number for a second. So, I like to hear what you guys have to say. And make sure you push the 1 button if you're not Skyping in. Because I try not to pick up people that don't push the 1 button. We don't know.
Oh, Christina,
it was a good ending,
hi.
Though.
Sorry.
Very interesting. I gotta say, it's very freaking interesting.
I can get you the order too if you want that.
We don't want that. I don't want no spoilers. I don't want no spoilers.
I don't even know because they don't even have all the right information right now. That they're exposing, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know.
The funny part is, I saw Steve Cole on his Facebook today. So I mean, if he's supposed to be on the list, why is he on the Facebook? And I know they're not done filming yet. They usually don't get done. If they started like in Thanksgiving, I mean, so I don't know. I don't know. I definitely, you know, we'll have to wait and find out. Louis probably will find some information, and he calls in every
Sunday
night.
Isn't Louis under contract though?
Not from his season, I don't think.
Isn't it a 2-year contract?
I don't know what Amazing Race. Yeah. I think Amazing Race is just a year.
Is it a 2-year contract with CBS?
Right?
Well, it's everybody's different. Like,
true.
A contract is personalized, so.
So, it looks like no one else wants to chime in on the Amazing Race conversation. So, we're going to move on, Jess. And do you watch Survivor?
Jess?
No. You know that, Ron.
I know. You don't watch
Survivor?
No, I find it boring. It's so boring.
So, I'm going to probably let you go.
All right.
And,
I got to go west.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jess.
You do sound bad, so take care.
Thanks.
Make sure you don't.
That's a good compliment.
I'm saying.
I know.
Make sure you take care of yourself.
I will.
So.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. At whatever you call her, the Gooch or the Grinch?
The Mooch.
The Gooch?
The Mooch.
The Mooch. Okay. Let's go. Hey, so are you ready for Survivor this week?
I am. Like, I don't know. I'm still, like, not over the whole, like, people quitting kind of thing. Like, I just thought it was lame. Like, I'm like, why would you, like, quit? I don't know. I don't get it.
You're still, like, hung up on the co-quitting thing?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird, like, both of them, and I don't know. Like, what the heck were they thinking?
Yeah, I think they really was bad conditions. And
I mean, come on. Like, you only have 2 days left. Are you serious? Come on.
I'm quitting. But, you know, I don't know what they were thinking either.
No, I just don't.
Honestly.
I thought that this week with elimination was good.
Yeah, I thought the vote-off was awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the backstabbing of Ben.
I really thought it was going to be Fabio, and I was kind of shocked that it was going to be that it was Bentry, but I was like, so like, yay.
Yeah, me too. Who do you have winning now out of the 6? I got Holly.
I don't know, like, I like Holly, too. I mean,
I think the season of Survivor has been kind of weak. If you guys have
I think Chase is doing really good. Like, well, I don't think he's going to end up winning, but I think he's doing pretty good, kind of like playing both sides, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of people like Chase, and lots of people are cheering
him. But I just don't think he's going to win.
If you want to call in, and I want to actually talk to Michelle about other reality shows too. I know you've been watching reality TV, right?
Of course.
So call in. You can pick the subject. Call in. What reality shows you want to talk about? 347-237-5506. Also, have you been watching a TV show maybe that you like to talk about? You know, call in. Actually, you know what? You know what, Michelle? I feel like we should give something away.
What's up?
I don't know what I want to give away, though.
Oh, we're going to give something away?
I'm trying to think. Let me do this. You get a mystery gift. I don't know what you're going to get, but if you are the... There's 19 people in the chat room, right? Give me a number between 1 through 19. You there?
Are you talking to me?
Did I lose you? Yeah, yeah. Give me a number 1 through 19.
A number 1 through 19?
Yes.
19.
Do you think all 19 is going to call in? Come on. Somebody's going to have to call in.
Well, I didn't know how you said give me a number to 1 through 19. Why would you
yeah,
go 1 through 19 if you wanted people to call
in? There's
anywhere?
19 people in the chat room.
Okay, that was kind of weird, though.
Okay, so just give me a number that we're going to take the caller, number caller.
Okay, well, you know, like, I'm obviously going to pick another 3.
Okay, 3? Yeah, it backfired on me. So if you're caller number 3, we'll make sure you push the 1. And you're going to have to talk on the phone. Make sure you push the 1. Make sure you push the 1. It's going
to... 1. How many calls do we have?
Actually, hey, you're caller number 1. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to go ahead because they don't listen. And, hey, you're caller number 2. Sorry. And the winner is 636.
Really? This is Cherry.
Yep, 63.
Hey, Cherry.
Hey.
I'm glad Cherry
Michelle.
Won because...
What's going on, Cherry?
I wanted to say thank you anyway.
Oh, get out. Why?
You know why?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I do. You're welcome, darling.
I was so surprised. Thank you, sweetie. What'd
You're
I win?
Welcome. Huh?
We don't know. It's going to be a mystery gift.
All right. I love surprises.
Okay, so what is it, Ron? I want to know.
I don't know. I'm going to go look through my stuff and throw something in there for her now.
Oh,
I owe
you,
a
it's a surprise to you, too?
Yeah, it's a surprise for me, too. Well, I'll get her a gift. I got stuff. I'm actually working on some Rad Reality stuff coming in, hoping soon. I'm working on getting some freebies for prizes. So just to let you guys know.
So I'm
going to
get a Rad Reality
.
Bumper sticker, huh?
Yeah,
nice.
Probably so. Something funny like that. All right. And actually, Michelle, I was going to talk to you about this tonight.
What?
I would like to probably, I'm going to probably do a Manic Monday t-shirt, I think.
Really? That'd be cool.
Yeah, like the Rad Reality Show Manic Monday. Someone design it and everything. And like in the back, maybe have Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. And then every Monday night at 7 o'clock or something like that. So, yeah, that's something coming in the near, probably start of next year and everything.
I want the first one of those.
Hell yeah.
So I'm working on it. And don't forget, the calendars are in. And if you can get it, if you can get it placed tonight, you will probably get it in the mail this week, Tuesday or Wednesday. The weather is. I'm going to go out tomorrow, and I'm probably going to get them most mailed tomorrow. But I might have to mail some out Wednesday. But the calendars are in. So
how they look,
you know,
Ron?
Go to the web page. What?
How do they look?
They look really good, actually. I'm really proud of them, Michelle.
Yeah.
And I used your picture. I used a couple of your pictures, and I actually made a little collage because some of the pictures had to be like, you know, when they blow up to be a full page thing, they were too gritty. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
It's too good. So, but yours, I put a nice little collage. You are on the cover. You can see the cover at the webpage. You're
oh,
on
nice.
The cover with me. No, wait. You're on the cover, Louie, Michael, and Corey, and Ashley's on the cover. You guys are the five hosts that, you know, pretty much did it for throughout the whole year. So, yeah, I hung up because we did the contest, and I was just clearing the lines for that reason. So that's why I hung up on her. It was nothing personal. I didn't even realize it was her, actually.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I must have hung up on Christina. Let me pick her up. I didn't know she was. I mean, when I called in, you know, when they called in, I what I did is, you know, picked them up and just hung up on them before I knew what number.
Oh, you were doing the contest thing?
Yeah. So they told me to hung up on her. So she's probably taking it personal. Yeah. And it wasn't personal. She didn't know there was a contest going on. So, Jerry, I did want to keep you up on the line, so stay with us for a second because I want to talk about a show in a second or so. But let's bring Christina up. Christina, sorry I hung up on you. Did you not know we were doing the contest?
Well, first I want to say hi to Michelle and Cherry. The other guy on the line, I have no idea who he is because he hung up on me.
Well,
hi,
you
Christina.
Again if you want me to.
Hey, it's my Tina.
Hi. I can't get in the room, but I can sort of hear, and I walked away from the computer when you were doing the contest. So I'm like, what the heck? Come on.
Yeah, like
you
didn't even,
it
just like, call it one, sorry, you're not it, bam, call it two, bam, and
it's
then
like,
call it
I guess I was number one.
Give
me a prize for calling in, for never calling in. Come on now.
So, like I said, I didn't know. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
So do I get a hello?
Hi, Ron.
Okay, that's good. Whoa.
I want to thank Lisa for telling everybody I said hi. I want to thank Jess, and I want to thank Mr. No Pants for saying hi back to me because they are the people that care. So hi back to all of you.
Well,
we all care.
No, I know, I was teasing.
I walk away from the computer so I don't get caught up in the chat and get too involved and not pay attention to what's going on.
I think I'm hung up on Ben, too, actually.
Oh,
I think Ben was
Ron is making fans left and right.
Yep, I was running a contest, so it counts. It doesn't count.
But we probably shouldn't do contests anymore.
No, we haven't.
I don't know.
They're going to have to pay more attention.
Hi, Gabor.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But, hey,
Some
I'm
people
so
are saying
I Gabor in the chat room.
I heard to call in about reality shows, which I happen to not really watch much. I missed the whole Amazing Race. I've missed the rest of Survivor. I pretty much suck. It's really okay.
You know what, I do have something to tell you, and I was thinking about watching them, but did you know they're running Vampire Diaries all week long?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I know that. I really know that. They will probably, if it's all week long, I can tell you that it might be all the start of season two, or it might be only part of season two, because we're currently in season two, and the next new episode will be January. Definitely not on my birthday, because they couldn't be nice to me. January 27th will be the new episode.
Do you watch that show, Michelle?
No.
Yeah, I don't either, but...
Nope.
I know Christina does, and...
My whole goal is to get Ian Somerhalder to tweet me back.
I don't even know
this is not going to happen.
Sorry, honey.
Huh? But I'm just honored that Michelle tweets me back.
I try. I actually have spent all day long almost in AT&T because I've been having a problem with my phone. So sorry if I haven't been tweeting or Facebooking or whatever. But I am actually getting a brand new phone that they're sending to me because I've been having a problem with my phone. They couldn't decide whether it was my SIM card or the
actual. Did you tell them that you're Michelle Pasta and you deserve an iPhone?
No, I have the HTC Aria Android, and I can't even get online, and they're like, they don't understand why, because I have, like, Android, like, 3G, so I'm getting a new phone the next few days, and hopefully I'll be getting online.
You sure tweeted good yesterday.
I just got an Android, too, Michelle.
No, I was on my actual computer, weirdo.
Oh, okay.
I'm still trying to figure out how to use mine.
And don't be angry. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I wasn't hating on you. I was just saying
yeah, you
were.
You said
yesterday.
Something again about the fact that your team disappointed you. Had nothing to do with my team demolishing your team like I said they were going to.
I wasn't talking about that. I was noticing that you tweeted a lot yesterday. Did I say anything about football tweets?
I was talking about my phone, and you came up with Twitter. You came up with Twitter. I was talking about my phone that I spent all day today, not yesterday, today.
I know. I'm just wondering how you tweeted, you know, because you tweeted a lot. I noticed yesterday. So I'm just playing around. Leave me alone. I'm still over here.
Why are you angry?
I'm not angry. I'm actually laughing at you guys.
Actually, there's violence in your voice. I'm scared.
Run, Michelle,
I'm so
run.
Sorry. Oh, if there's violence, you don't have to worry about it. I can't run, so, you know, I won't get you. Okay, guys, I will never do anything. They're saying kiss and make up. Someone split these two up.
Lisa, that's funny.
I'm okay.
We're good.
The girls need to gain.
I know,
money.
I'm good. It's not me to worry about. His team lost.
You know, he's making Michelle mad, hanging up on me. Well, he hasn't offended Cherry yet. Let's just wait for it.
Wow. And me and Cherry are cool. I know that, so.
I don't do football, so.
That.
How about those Blues? Okay, I'm just joking. Don't.
Run.
I'm trying to get Cherry out of my anti-side. Okay, but hey, Michelle, did you watch The Apprentice real quick before I forget?
No, I did not even know Apprentice was on.
What?
It's over now.
The Apprentice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you not watch this season?
Obviously not.
Mm-mm.
Man,
this is my first time I got asked about it, so, no.
It just ended.
You've
never asked me about The Apprentice before.
Have we not talked about The Apprentice before?
Yeah, we've never talked about it, no.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even realize it was an Apprentice, so I'm kind of pissed off now.
Why?
Because I like The Apprentice. I didn't know there was a season.
Yeah, every Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
It wasn't one
of
the goofy
celebrity
friends.
Because I've been watching
Housewives.
Sorry.
But it wasn't.
My
celebrity.
DVR chose the Housewives.
It was a regular apprentice, too. It wasn't a celebrity apprentice. They
no,
went back
I
to
don't
the
know.
Regular
I'm surprised
one.
I didn't even know there was one on. What happened? I didn't even know it was on. How come nobody talked about it before?
Because we've been talking about better stuff, I think, here usually. So maybe
yeah,
that's
probably.
Why. But no, a girl won that too. Man, all these women are winning. Brandy won, and I kind of, like I was telling Jerry last night, I kind of wanted her to win. So, I mean, I like Clint, but after, I think she played the finale good. So, I definitely have to say she was the better of the two. I watched the first and last 10 minutes.
When he messed up on Liza Minnelli's name,
I thought,
oh, man, if he can't fix that, he's definitely a goner. But he was able to fix it, but still, that was a huge mistake.
Hey, Lisa just said in the chat room, and Michelle, I like your comment on it. Johnny Fairplay is trying to get on Celebrity Rehab with a couple of other reality people. What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, do you think he should go on Celebrity Rehab?
What do I think about him going to Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah, I mean, you think it's a good idea?
I don't know. Is it for more publicity, or is it actually they're getting help?
I don't know. She just wrote it in the chat room.
This is the first one hearing about it, so give me a moment.
I'm putting Michelle on the spot today. She don't have answers.
Well, I mean, this is kind of like a weird thing to ask. Like, do I think that it's good for him to go in Celebrity Rehab? I mean, it's like a TV show, first off, so I really don't know what's real about it. But do I think he needs to go into rehab? I don't think he needs to go into rehab. Can I see him going on a show like that? Yeah. So, like,
okay,
it's kind of putting me in a weird position to say what I think about that.
Okay, I understand. I was just, you know, I mean,
I don't think he needs to go into rehab, but I could see where people would think, oh, he's not right, you know? Like, he's a little out, like, crazy about certain things. Do I think he needs to go into rehab? No. Do some people might think he needs to? Yeah, maybe. So, I don't know, it's kind of a weird, like, you know, he's also, like, the person that is, like, the publicity master in... This could be for publicity. So, I mean, I don't know.
Can they put Andy Dick in there and just keep him there?
I heard about it, so I'm a little kind of like taken off by it. That's all. Today's been a weird day because it was the Louis thing and now this. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So, I don't know.
And as for Andy Dick, he's been in Celebrity Rehab at least two or three times.
I was just thinking that.
You know,
that's what I was saying. Can they just keep him there, though? Just throw the key away and not let him out again, ever?
No, I don't think so. Andy Dick talks about it, but he's not going back on Celebrity Rehab. Not that I know of, but maybe that's different, too.
Christina, I know you're still up here on the line with us, right?
Yes.
Did you have any other subjects you would like to talk about?
Obviously my daughter did.
That's hilarious.
She's had nothing to say all day, trust me. I don't know, other than it's Christmas, almost. I'm most excited. If you want to talk about a topic, I don't have any shows, but if you guys want to know, I'm most excited that my kid has Christmas break starting next week for 2 weeks, and it's just like, hey, yay, I don't have to do anything. So, who's the little girl in the background? It's my daughter. She's going to be 5 in 1 month. Thank you. I can read the chat. I just can't get into it. It chose me as a guest. So... other than that, I mean, unless you want to talk about a little boy that's the same age having a crush on my daughter, then that's all I really got.
What's that all about?
I don't know. There's this little boy. Oh, she should sing a Christmas song. There's this little boy that's a couple months younger than her, and he really likes her. Told his mommy that their mutual friend, my daughter's little friend, said she wants him to marry her, and that he had to marry her, and he went home complaining because he didn't want to marry that girl. And mommy said, "Who do you want to marry?" And he said, "I want to marry," and then mentioned my daughter. So ever since then, he's been sitting next to her. And Sunday, I was teaching Sunday school, and he planted a kiss on her cheek. So she said, "Mommy, it wasn't slobbery. It was dry, kind of like a finger."
Wait, like a finger?
Like if someone touched her face with a finger. So So I told his mom today, and she goes, "Oh dear, I must talk to him about that one." So it's kind of cute in a way, but it's kind of odd, if you will. So, I mean, our children are going to be 5, and he likes her, so you know.
Ew.
I know.
As for my, there is a.
I don't really
question.
Know what to say.
Mr. No Pants, as for the event, I'll be updating the list soon. I actually have a couple of other people that is interested in doing it. And tomorrow night, do keep a watch out on Twitter, because I do have a call out to the person that I talked to last Friday, and he's gonna hopefully get back to me tonight. I'm gonna try him again. So there's gonna be a good show tomorrow night. And hoping next Monday we can work on a show. I know Panther is working on a guest for the next... Michelle, we have a guest coming up in the next few weeks that hoping Panther can get us. But we're not kind of able... I might text you when I go get my cell phone out of my car.
Okay.
What I'm talking about. But I haven't talked to her since we talked about it, but... next few Mondays, we should have an interesting guest. I do have something to talk about, Christina and guys. I know some of you guys don't probably watch it, but American Idol's coming back, and no Simon. But what do you think about Steve Tyler and Jennifer Lopez now as the new judges on that show?
I'm really disappointed.
It's not going to be. Randy's going to be there, but I mean. First call
I feel
was
like
gone
I shouldn't
timing.
Really say anything till I see how they are, but I'm not looking forward to it. I think
like they didn't even bring
Simon
Ellen back.
And I love Ellen, but I think that, I don't know, there must be something going on that Ellen didn't come back, and neither did the other girl.
Kara.
I know Ellen
Kara,
left for
yeah,
a
yeah, Kara. And
Ellen left because she wasn't into doing the whole judging thing, and it was nothing personal with Ellen, I don't think. Ellen just left because, you know, it was probably also too much on her schedule doing that and the her regular show. As for Simon, Simon didn't want to sign his contract again. You know,
he's going on to the X Factor.
Yeah, him and Paula, I think, is going to the X Factor. And then Paula's coming back with a new dance show starting in January. Something about Just Dance. It's on CBS.
Right.
But I kind of like the judges that they put in replacement. I think Jennifer Lopez is going to bring a little... And Steven Tyler, I mean, I like him anyways because I like Aerosmith a little bit.
Yeah, but
so, I
don't know if it's going to be the same as Simon.
No,
Simon made that show.
Right.
But you know what? Now having those two there, maybe we will, maybe being that they're professional singers, I'm interested to see what kind of response they do actually say.
It may offer a whole new fresh approach. I don't know. You know, I'll hold judgment until I see how they do. But Simon made that show for years. And when Paula left, it left a big gap in there. And Cara Diaguari did not fill that gap. Paula was really missed when she left.
Yeah, I thought Cara was really, it was kind of nonsense with her.
She talked so much and didn't say much of anything. And
yeah.
and I don't know. I liked her as a person, but she just didn't do much on the show, right, for me anyway. And so I'm going to withhold judgment until I see the show, but I think it's going to be a whole different feel to the show without Simon and the original crew there. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm agreeing with Cherry a little bit. I'm holding ground, you know, till the show comes out. But I think the commercials are giving me a little spark interest, though. The new ones I keep on seeing. Now, do you watch Hell's Kitchen? Now you watch Hell's Kitchen, don't you?
I do.
Okay. So Russell or
one yet? No.
I mean, who do you think's gonna win? Russell or
I don't know. It could go Russell or Nona either way. So I think I got to see the last part of it to see how they do.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Russell. Russell just seems like he's definitely, you know, gonna, you know, dominate the whole. He's dominated the whole show. I mean, he's been one of the better cooks, and it seems like I was a little shocked that he didn't take the other girl instead of Nona a little bit. So, So do you watch Top Chef? Are you watching Top Chef All-Stars?
I'm not watching it right now, no. I have it taped. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah,
oh, look,
I
got in the
up.
Room. Isn't that fantastic?
What?
I said I got in the chat room.
I was going to get you. Yeah, so Freaky Mom's in the room now. Welcome to the chat room.
Yay.
Freaky Mom.
I think Top Chef All-Stars is going to be great. That's going to be some real competition in that show.
Yeah, since Michelle hasn't watched it, I'm not going to talk about it because I do
yeah.
have some.
Yeah, I have a tape there, just like I said, I haven't watched it. I just watched Amazing Race the last hour, so.
I'm with you, Michelle. I have it taped. I haven't watched it yet, but I do think there's going to be some real competition. I can't wait to watch it. I'm so excited to watch it. My husband's running behind, and he hasn't had time to watch it, so I haven't watched it either. So I'm at the same with you. I haven't watched the show either. But just watching the commercials, I think there's going to be some wicked competition in this year's show. These people are all...
I watched the first two shows online over the weekend, and without saying no spoilers, my favorite has already been kicked off.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm shocked.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Shocked
I didn't see that. I haven't seen it. Who's on it yet.
I'm shocked that she got kicked off, though. But I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but you guys are going to... It's the second episode is really good. First one, you know, you get to know them again. You need to remember who they are. But the second one, it's really good. And I'm going to watch it online. Have I seen Bama Bells? Have you seen Bama Bells?
Bama Bells.
Bama Bells.
It's on TLC.
I haven't seen that at all.
It's on TLC.
I haven't seen that either. Yeah, see, I don't watch. Yeah.
It's about... I think there's like five Southern women, and it's a pretty good show. It's a pretty good show.
So it's something I should watch for on.
And
what
is it on MTV?
Pardon me.
No, TLC.
TLC.
Oh, TLC. I thought you said MTV.
No.
It's like Sarah Palin in a rehab? What?
Get out of here.
That's what she said.
It's like Sarah Palin in a what?
R-H-B-H. Oh, it's like Sarah Palin in a Real Housewives, I think.
I don't know. Exactly.
I don't know what R-H-B-H means.
She's a Real Housewife?
So. Michelle, not you, Michelle, the other Michelle in the chat room. Yeah, help me out with the RHBH.
Explain what RHBH means. Oh, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hills. So it must be Sarah Palin plus Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't watch Real Housewives. Does that make
Southern
sense?
Southern uppity women.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
What the show's about?
Well, not really. I mean, like, when does it go on again?
I don't know. Jerry, help.
Here. I'll tell
you. What are you talking about?
Moment.
We're talking about this show called, I don't even know what
it's
called.
Oh, Bama Bells?
Yes. I don't know
nothing
about it.
I stopped watching TLC after I had children.
Like, I haven't even heard of that. That's
it's
why I'm
on again
like,
at 1
either.
O'clock
no idea.
In the morning Central Time tonight. 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. Central Time tonight. So I guess that would be, what is that, Eastern Time.
So it sounds like it's Sarah Palin meets the Beverly Hills Real Housewives. So, I mean, it sounds like it's kind of interesting.
I haven't heard anything about that over here, so I have no clue
about
it.
There's a good show that you can premiere tonight and all week long called Vampire Diaries, and that might put a little bit of hair on your chest if you're so inclined.
I don't do vampires.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't do vampires.
I bet this is Michelle. I bet this is Michelle that's in the chat room. She's going to call in and tell us more. 570.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's me, it's Michelle. How are you?
Hey,
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, what's going on, Michelle?
Michelle.
So, you can probably explain Bama Bells better than I can because I've only watched one episode, so.
Okay, all right, so I could. It's like Sarah Palin's new show where she's showing Alaska and, like, you know, she's taking the summer off and she's always toting a nice, like, you know, shotgun or some sort of an ammunition type thing. And the Southern Belles are definitely Southern women that have a little bit more uppityness to them. They are either feel entitled to, or have riches that are well expected or known in where they're living in Alabama. And they're kind of like a little catty. And it's kind of cute.
I would say it was more like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, only in Alabama, without the Sarah Palin carrying the shotgun.
And I'm thinking real big puffy dresses.
No, that's the whole thing. I mean, they've gone. I don't want to tell them what they did, but they do a lot of outdoor stuff. All right. So I'll say what they did for those that haven't watched. All right. What they wound up doing is that instead of going and watching like a Kentucky Derby race and wearing their hats, like they went and had a lawnmower race. So,
so it's not like Southern Belles and the puffy dresses and blah
no,
blah blah.
No, it's they're down to earth. That's why if you've never seen Sarah Palin's show, then you wouldn't understand the reference because Sarah Palin is sort of like showing us her backwoods. She does a lot of hunting, a lot of shooting, a lot of outdoor camping stuff, a lot of adventurous stuff. So that's what these women also do. But they definitely come from, like, they have that uppity Real Housewife of Beverly Hills thing without all the plastic.
Uh-huh.
So it's like Beverly Hills Housewives?
Are they real,
thing?
Like, looking women? Are they, like, real-looking women? I mean, like,
yes.
You know,
Yes, they're real-looking women. They got something going on. They're not all put together with the machinery.
No. Okay, let me re-term it. Are they like Southern women? Is that what you're saying? I mean, do they? You know,
true
you,
heart.
You said they were not plastic, so I mean, they have real boobs. What I'm trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, they got their stuff.
And they have
really
real no plastic surgery like
right
on their hips.
Well, the most I can tell you is that their teeth are white. Anything else, they still got wrinkles in their foreheads, their eyebrows move, their face isn't so sucked in. You know, no, they're real Southern women, you know, with who enjoy having going out and eating and not eating with a shrimp fork. They definitely have meals that they're sitting down to and stuff. It's actually a good show.
Are they married?
There's quite a few of them that are married, one that's a troublemaker. So, you know, you have it. And there's a girl, there's an implant that came from New York to go down there and see what it's really like to be in a southern woman in Alabama.
And they have to go to NASCAR races, right?
No, I don't know if they go to NASCAR, but that's okay. NASCAR is fine, you know. It's just
what's wrong with NASCAR?
You know,
nothing.
They're far from the NASCAR.
No,
type.
I thought that would be actually cool to do that.
It's cool. I've done it. I did it in California. I thought it was nice. But I don't think I would see these women in NASCAR for some reason. But who knows? You know, they definitely have, they come with, you know, a lot of horses and, you know, farm and, you know, money behind them and money that they made and, I don't know, it's just good, it seems like a good show to get involved in. I mean, it's
the one
not
show
as
that
catty.
I saw, it was very entertaining, so I think I'm going to keep up with it.
Yeah,
so
it's
is it kind of like,
catty.
Okay, I don't know if this is, so it's kind of like Gone with the Wind.
Hey, gang, I got to take my real boobs myself and go cook dinner.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm
going
to say
right,
bye
okay.
to everybody.
Okay,
Amy, you take care, hon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody in the chat room. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys have a good night. You too, hon.
Especially,
bye.
Especially, speaking of dinner, I'm hungry.
Actually,
talking
yeah,
about Bama Bells. That's all you can think about.
Me too. I'm starving. I need to make something to eat.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I was going to, and everything. Me and Michelle, you got any more things you want to talk about? You
probably
sound
besides
like you're
the
there,
Patriots
right?
is kicking some ass. No, not really much. Just gonna go watch some football tonight, and it's a mess over here. We're like we got flooded, and
I was gonna ask you how your weather is, Michelle.
Yeah, it's horrible over here. So we're
well,
just
I got snow
yeah.
down here.
Yeah,
we're
well,
freezing
we,
here.
We wish we got snow because we got flooded, and we just finished trying to get out of a flood, and places that just got out of flood got reflooded, so it's kind of a mess right
oh,
now.
Oh,
so.
No, Michelle.
Yeah.
There's nothing
so,
worse than a flood.
Now, did you guys get flooded in your house?
No,
kind of
thank God.
Feet,
no,
heavy?
But our yard did, like it normally does. So it kind of blocked
yeah.
our driveway this morning. I couldn't get out, but we had to untake the trees and stuff. Everything's all good now.
Down here, we don't get snow, and I don't think we get it in December ever. And we definitely got a little snow today. It just was a dusting, but, like, dusting down here is bad because, you know, if it freezes, you know, we get that black ice and everything, and no one knows how to drive down here in this kind of weather. So they usually close off, like, all the schools were closed today and everything, so... It was kind of like the kids all had snow days. So it was definitely, somebody is in the chat room. You know how Ronnie's been, you know, is Ronnie doing better?
Yeah, I heard he's actually doing better. I haven't talked to him though, so I really can't comment on that.
And as for me, I do want to say thank you to everyone that has tweeted me, Facebooked me, commented, talked to me. And I just mentioned it last night a little bit. I still haven't heard from the doctor, but you know I will probably be going down to Atlanta, and you know if he can get me into a cardiologist. What it is, it's a university hospital, so he should not have a problem getting me in. But I do want to keep you guys all informed, and I'll make sure you guys know about this and. Thank you guys for your prayers, and it's been rough, and that's one reason I'm going to do the show. The show keeps me alive, and Michelle, I do thank you for, you know, helping me out here, Lily for helping me, Ashley, and the ones that helped me.
We all have you in our prayers, Ron, so.
I know you do, and even tonight, you know, I was laughing. Really, I've been cracking up laughing. Stuff like this is what keeps me, you know, going, is because I love how you're making fun of me, you know, and I deserve it, you know. You guys did kick our ass, and I deserve all the ragging that I get tonight from you. So I'm just laughing, but like it's funny. Like Lisa Cruz, I had to give her a shout out. She cracked me up. Like when I wake up in the morning and go to my Facebook, and it's those kind of people, you know, that I have to say thank you. You know, or it's, you know, somebody that will tweet me like Mappy, you know, or somebody calls me like Cherry, you know. You guys, you know, I know I'm missing some people out, you know, so I just see their names, and you know, right now. And I do have to say thank you. And
you got a lot of people that love you, Brian.
That's right.
Yeah. Because, and Michelle, next week we do our Christmas party.
Yeah.
And we will celebrate Christmas.
We will.
Now your birthday, what day is your birthday again? I know
Wednesday, December 29th.
So it's Wednesday? The 29th.
Yeah.
So we can celebrate it on Monday the next
week. Yeah, if I'm available, because I'll have to let you know.
Or we could do this. If you're not available that Monday, we could always do it Tuesday.
Yeah, it depends, because I'm going to be, a lot of people have split me up into different days, so I'm not sure yet how my nights are going to go, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Your birthday is the 29th?
Yes.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Panther.
21 again.
Yes, 21
yeah.
again. It's
Monday,
ridiculous.
You're not booking nobody till I hear from you. She just said, Ron, be careful of Monday.
Hey, Ron, honestly, right now my phone's just about to die. I'm going to try to call you on my cell phone.
No, actually, I'm going to go ahead and let's hang up because I'm hungry.
Okay.
You want to say goodnight to everyone?
Goodnight, everybody. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Take care, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Ron. Take care, everybody. Love you guys.
We'll do a birthday party or a happy a Christmas party.
That would be awesome.
So, and the guest is going to be awesome, I think. If we can get it taken care of, like Panthers talked about it in the chat room, so and everything. So
okay, Ron, will you take care of you? Okay.
Oh, I will. And Cherry, I'll let you know about tomorrow night if it's gonna be me and Cherry or if it's gonna be me and the mystery guest.
Hopefully that mystery guest comes through.
Me too. So talk to y'all tomorrow night. 10 o'clock.
All right. Bye.